This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz. The following show discusses ideas and values that are solely those of the hosts. It includes regular mentions of conspiracy theories for which there is little or no credible evidence. We recommend listeners consult a range of credible sources and seek out the views of experts. The views expressed are the show hosts only and not those of Free FM.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, good morning, everyone. This is From the Fringes, a program about alternative provocative views. My name is Jack Geelan.
Jenny Kia ora, Pura, good Manuku, morning.
Steve Alp, who we have here.
Hello.
Rod and Simon.
Tēnā koe.
Okay, so we're running a political seminar at Vinnie's later on, and I'll be focusing on the Orange Justice Party and independent candidates. And so I went to a wonderful judge, his name is Peter Spilling, and I gave him a copy of my Orange Justice and Solar System Jurisdiction, William of Orange Principles of Governance. Governance should respect laws, checks, balances, and accountability. William of Orange Mission Statement. The party exists to champion fairness, accountability, and opportunity for all. Solar System Jurisdiction, council accountability, quantumized constitution for true freedom, justice, equity, and equality. Apparently someone said about the Maori Treaty that it should be fairness and equity for all people.
It should.
Yeah. And after talking to the Sabbath keepers on Saturday about King David forgiving Nabal and Abigail standing up for David, we identify with reigning on the throne of David. And we've got the wine, Jude Fidea, celestial man, wine, spiritual uplifters, assists, comforts, encourages, new creation, Judahites, warrior, king, judges, firstborn of the firstborn, Davidic, Melchizedekian, king priests, abiding in the ruby stone, abiding in the Shekinah glory. Amen. Lamp and olive tree. But you know what blew me away? Talking to the New Zeal party lady, she said, we don't want to talk about politics here. I said, why not? Because we're promoting Christ over everything. And she mentioned that Nauro had actually destabilized the party and gone along with Winston Peters. So they've joined up with the right wingers. We have to be very careful here because if conservative groups cooperate, they may present a real challenge to Labour, the Greens and the Te Pāti Māori Party. So we have to work in together. All the parties, like the left-wingers and independent candidates, we have to maintain party unity. We have to deal with the real issues that people care about. Cost of living, improve public services, strengthen the economy. Wow, so this is going to be a real challenge.
White the Wongs, Jack and Wince in some new haircuts. What do you think, Simon?
Yeah, I'm in on a new haircut. I've got a new haircut.
Mr. Phelps, what are you about your haircut?
I haven't had a haircut for 2 years.
So I literally got mine cut yesterday.
Jenny?
Thanks for noticing.
Yeah, I forgot to shave this morning.
Your philosophical meaning is like haircut. We need to cut what's going on here.
So Luxon's policies are actually quite evil, aren't they? But I don't mind him as a person. But when you look at...
I do. I think he was born with a silver spoon in his mouth.
I think Steve Hart had good ideas about bringing back Guy Fawkes.
Yeah. No, I think he's doing a good job allowing Winston and the younger member of ACT come through. So he is... And most parties collapse. The big parties collapse. The little parties, in this case, he's letting them flourish. What are they going from 29% down to zero, Jack?
Yeah. So a person told me yesterday at Waimaru... my Marie community place, he told me, don't lose faith in people, challenge the system. Mm, yeah. And we want to challenge them on stop pushing through laws like the law to do of employment relations that weaken workers' rights. Lower class can't afford Kiwi Saver. Give them tax cuts. There's a policy.
Jack, I'm going to ask Mr. Phelps, name your 12 children. Go.
Well, yeah. He's got a tribe.
Really? Okay. Jackie.
Yeah.
Yep.
Carla.
Yep.
Luke. Yep. Kylie. Hope. Matt. Ashley. Joel. Eden. Georgia. Emma. And Alice.
Age range?
49 to...
Excuse me, Steve, are you Brethren or Mormon or something?
No, I'm just me. No, no.
You're just like procreating.
You are a Christian, aren't you? Yeah, you're a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ.
I do, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So when we're talking about New Zealand Renaissance and the Revolution Party, which is the independent party, and our ideology is more that people can stand in their own belief who they are, and apparently only 2% people really do that. The rest of people don't have the guts to actually stand up and define what they believe in.
There's a whole mind game. I mean, right now as we speak, they're being educated not to think for themselves in the schools and not be independent, sad to say.
Jack, I have to shout out Tim McIndoe and Mitch McDonald, two governance members of Hamilton City Council. The two-hour park is now in. I've seen a little sign. So I wanted to say thanks to the Hamilton City Council for backing up Tim McIndoe on his pledge. What do you think, Mr. Phelps?
Yeah, I totally agree with that. Yeah.
And you've lived here for how many years, decades?
All of my 69 years.
He's lived in Hamilton for 69 years and he agrees with the 2 hours. So Jack, thanks to Mesh McDonald and the others. Back to you, Simon.
Yeah, so if you're looking at a conscience vote, Mr. Phelps, what are you really, what do you really feel in your heart? What do you want to represent? Why are you standing?
As the father of all these children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, my family values mean everything to me.
Yeah.
I'm standing up, I'm in this game at the moment, basically for the future generations of this country. I've seen what's happened to this country very recently. Well, I've noticed very recently in the last 10 years since I've been introduced to the internet, and it's totally not how I grew up or any of us would have grown up. And yes, I'm very strong on that.
So talking to people of the past, the way things used to be.
Yes.
And even Steve last week mentioned about Holyoke.
Yes.
That everybody had a house, everybody had a job, and there were no billionaires at the top. And this is the great fear that the right wingers will take absolute control, and they'll control all the money, all the homes and everything, and then they're going to crap on the rest of us.
Yeah, like China is a good example of that. No one in China owns land, so we just got to keep fighting.
Yeah. They're sending land our way. What's that missile called?
Oh, yeah, that's right. That
landed
happened
in an economic zone.
In the Pacific Ocean, they were testing their weaponry just this week.
That's right.
And so they're using a muscle to say to the world, this is what's going to happen if you don't
go
along
with
us.
So
what would happen if they shot it straight up and let it land in their backyard, Jack? Would it hit land or sea, Summer?
It'd probably blow China up. Yeah. Anyway, so we need to have the process or the spreadsheet all worked out. In terms of what it takes to register as a candidate. First of all, you have to pay $300. You need a photo license, and you need to have two witnesses. Now, does the electoral office allow you to stand in a different area? Say, if I'm registered in Hamilton East, can I stand for the Raglan Taranaki area?
I'll just ask Jenny. Jenny, are you a New Zealand citizen?
Yes.
Okay. So
my dad was full-blooded Māori.
Yes. So
it was on his birth certificate.
All I'm saying is any of the 120 electorate seats, there was actually 67 electorate seats.
Yep.
Jenny, you could stand for those. You'll need two nominators,
$300,
What if I don't want to? What if I want to just
complain and moan about Christopher Luxon all day
long? Well, I'm answering Jack's question.
That's a good angle.
I'm answering Jack's question. So there you go. Jenny could stand. Do you want me to do the same for you? Are you a New Zealand citizen, Jack?
Yes, but I'm talking to the electoral office, and we need to clarify this about standing in different areas, because we have to know 100% that if you're registered in one area, yep, can you stand in another?
What 100% is that two nominators must be on the electoral roll in the area you're standing for.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's the only requirement there, Jack.
Yep, yep.
So if you're standing for Hamilton West, you can't get two nominators from Hamilton East. They'll throw that out.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the only thing, Jack.
Right. So if you stand for government, you have a three-tiered system, the legislative body where they make all the decisions, the executive council, and the judiciary. Yeah.
Well, there's a fourth, and it's called the media. We're on that today, Jack. It's called the fourth estate, because one of the things is having an informed. That's why we have libraries. Council's big job is libraries and water. We're giving away the water, so we better focus on the libraries. But an informed, and that's part of the media's job, to inform the public. So all these newspapers that are behind paywalls, they should lose their ability to give public notices. We need to go back to newspapers, which you can actually read online. Anyway, 10 years on the internet, what have you seen on that time?
Oh, I don't know where to begin. I don't know, man, but I'm pretty prolific on Facebook.
Yeah, that's good.
Got around 6,000 friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So people would actually know you on Facebook,
yes,
to be able to put to it.
I've got followers.
You stand as an independent candidate.
Steve Hart is one of my friends. He's the one that approached me over this.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, ACT proposes changes to the benefit, putting everything on a plastic card for the unemployment. How's that going to work?
Well,
it means you won't be able to drink or buy drugs. You'll have to spend the money on proper things at the supermarket.
So he said we dedicate $23 billion to beneficiaries, right, every year.
Yep.
And we're paying them too much to stay home. What he didn't say was a majority of that money actually is given to pensioners,
yeah,
and people who have done their time working. And so he's just feeding into like really harmful beneficiary stigma.
Yeah, well, over 65-year-olds, Jack, I thought it was $32 billion a year we spend on retirement income.
Yeah, I thought it was $30 billion, but David Seymour seems to think it's
$34 billion on health system, and the health system, 75% of it's used on over 70-year-olds, and most of that's in the last 18 months of life.
Yeah.
So, Jack, why don't we give a card to all government employees? So judges get one. All politicians have to get their pay on the card, exactly the same as the beneficiaries.
So beautiful idea.
And then everyone will be encouraged to get in the private sector.
What do you think about the village and farm idea then? Just go right back.
Come on, Mr. Phelps Farms.
How do you mean?
Just like village and farm, and never mind all this plastic fantastic stuff. Make New Zealand like a complete sovereign nation, but you know, is there any dreamers out there?
Now, I have gone to the social welfare people, and I said, like,
MSD.
I need a gold tooth put in over here. Look, you can see it.
Well, like an implant,
An implant. And it's going to cost me about $500. So I said to them, can you cover the cost for this? They said, no, if you're earning more than $1,500, it means that you have the money. And
what?
I said, if I own my own house, you'd leave me alone, you know, and that might be worth $1 million.
Wait, so, because you're on the pension, right?
Yeah, yep.
So therefore you're on MSD, right?
Yep.
So therefore they should be funding that tooth? I don't understand what's going on here.
Yeah. But they put the limit at the money that you owe. If you owe more than $1,500 or even less, they're not going to give it to you.
What? Yeah.
Jack, I went to the gem shop the other day. They have little stones of all sorts of makes there. If you get one, I will super glue it onto your little stump and you'll have a green stone smile.
A green stone.
On his little stump.
Because usually how it works with the dental and MSD is that you're eligible for up to $1,000 worth of grant. Have you already used your $1,000?
No.
Over 3 years. That's right, Jenny.
Yeah.
I would never glue a stone on my little stump.
Gee, I need to go back to them then.
Take my brother in with you. He wins every
kit. Is yours a titanium one, or is that just your normal tooth poking down?
normal tooth. I had it fixed up, but it fell out, you know, about
Take
3 weeks later.
Take my brother with
later.
You.
Did it fall off? Yeah. So anyway, coming back to the Theosophical Society, an incorporated body status and no one entity can claim it. That's what we're saying at the moment, that we were our own entity and we had our own constitution. The court doesn't like head office coming in saying they own it. So the money grubbers up in Auckland, it's almost as if these big corporate companies and everything else, they can dictate what happens and the little man gets quashed.
Well, that's what the ombudsman's there for. So when you have an individual, for example, you, Jack, want to get your tooth done, write to the ombudsman because the CEO of WINS can't say, oh, everyone gets a tooth except for Jack. The ombudsman's job is to make it fair so you don't get run over by a big corporate system. And so the same thing with the Theosophical Society. The judge is looking at the law just so a big corporate body with 61 million doesn't try and take the 1 million. And that's where we're at with that, Jack.
So it's the money grubbers, it's the corporates, it's people, it's these billionaires at the top who are holding the rest of the world to ransom. Shouldn't they be paying a wealth tax?
Peter,
this is a policy. Would you be in favour of the wealth tax?
Yes, I would.
Yeah, the rich paying more.
Definitely, yes.
And it's a jubilee principle of the Lord Jesus Christ when he returns, you know. Well, he'll be promoting freedom, justice, equality for all people.
That jubilee is a 7-year forgiveness of all debt. So if you run up a credit card bill, Jack, are you suggesting every 7 years all credit, the Australian banks will have something to say about that, Jack?
So the people, the appeal will say, you're your own person. No one can steal the lodge here. So, you know, as a legislative body, you know, getting into the beehive, would we be able to change judiciary laws at the same time? What do you think?
Jack, the thing is, I'll give you a quick example. Parliament says 2 + 2 = 4, and everyone in the country agrees, and that's the legislation. Yep. Then the executive come through, and all textbooks will have 2 + 2 = 4. That's how they do it. Then the judges will, if someone puts 2 + 2 = 5, someone will go to the court and say, hey, that's wrong, and the judges will say, yes, the legislation says 2 + 2 = 4, and that's how it works. As simple as that, Jack.
So, if I ever got the opportunity to speak in that place, I'd just go on about the whole fake things that have been funded and just get right back to spending money properly and bless the land.
Well, we're going to have 2 minutes each. Aren't we going to do our maiden speeches here, Jack? Are you going to let Simon have a maiden speech and Jenny? Because Mr.
I don't know if they're unprepared for it. What would your maiden speech be if you got in as a candidate?
So that's in the House of Representatives, right? You stand up with the Māori kitty on and you're like, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. It would be like, F Luxon.
No, you can't say that. Yeah.
Can
these
you not even say
opinions.
F? Can you not even say F?
Would you mean flip?
Yeah, flip. Yeah,
or
flip
Luxon. The maiden speech usually says where you're from. So maybe starting off where you're from, Jenny. So give us your whakapapa.
Ngāti hāko. Te aroha.
Yep.
That's my whakapapa.
And then go on to what policies you hope to be voting for. What are your conscience votes, Jenny?
I hope to make sure that our kids get better lunches.
Mr. Phelps is nodding. You got lunches on your mind?
Yes, I do, yes.
Because apparently half the lunches aren't any good. You know, some company produced them from Australia, not even made in New Zealand.
I don't need to worry about this. Like, I send my kid to kindy with his own lunch, but, like, for families out there who have got multiple children, like, they really need those lunches.
Now, Finding Nemo, looking for his dad, a nationwide... it's theatre that they've put out at the moment, this group. Wonderful, you know, parents and families will be able to go and see it. Have you heard of Finding Nemo?
It was like one of my favourite films when I was little.
Yeah.
What?
And apparently there was 1,000-kilogram seal disturbing people in Tasmania.
Oh, yeah, it what's pushing his name? Over Neil.
Neil.
Neil the Seal.
So why are they focusing on that and not on the devastation, on the poverty and on where people are suffering in society, you know?
I'm 130 kgs, Jack, so you're saying a seal times... it's eight of me. So how many of us are in the room
big?
Here?
Because the last time I saw them, they didn't look that big.
I know, that's a big seal. Anyway, what were they doing eating the sharks so that the surfers don't get bitten?
No, they were entertaining the public there.
No,
but they were jumping on cars.
There's
and
a seal named Neil.
Neil, yeah.
Right, and I think does he live in Queensland? Where does he live?
Tasmania somewhere.
Tasmania,
yeah.
And he kind of just wreaks havoc.
He's our youngest generation.
Peter, what's your conscience vote? What are you going to stand for?
Nothing.
Being a better soccer player?
How's Dad? What do you think of Dad at the moment? He's been taking his school.
I want him to come and stay with me tonight someplace. But
do you know, our children actually look alike, mine and Jack's children. But my mum is part Chinese, so...
That's cool. So, Peter, what change would you make for the future?
Well, I'm going to ask you an easy question. How old do you think Mr. Phelps looks?
55.
And I'm 57. How old do you think Simon looks? 40.
Yeah.
And what about Jenny? Oh, 19 for Jenny.
For me, I think she's like around 25.
Yep.
And and what about your dad? He's 21, isn't he?
72.
Oh, no. So it's good to involve the young ones. Couples and Singles for Christ, an international organisation. They met over at the cathedral there on Sunday. And I actually got my certificate. Here it is. And I may be travelling around the world being part of Families for Christ. And it was wonderful. This group, they teach fathers to be better fathers. They really endorse the family. You know, Filipinos, beautiful people. So Christian Life Program Certificate of Completion. So it means I am pro the family. And I believe that police should start wearing cams, you know, whenever they go to uplift children. And apparently a police child protection case has come up, a sexual violation from way back. Do you know how the commissioner was charged for sexual violation?
I was saying is... in Parliament for the reading.
We need kaitiaki guardians in our society. Okay, and perhaps we should look at the courts and the police and how we protect people and how we are soldiers for Christ. Because I was looking at Ezekiel 1 verse 22, which talks about over the heads of the living creatures was a firmament, and above the firmament it was in the colour of crystal, pure crystal, and there was a throne, and someone was sitting on the throne, and he was the colour of fire. He was the colour of orange. So could we say that there's an orangeman sitting on the throne of the universe?
Jack, are we able to get the 2 minutes? We got Jenny's 2 minutes. Can we get Mr. Phelps's 2 minutes? Because it's important.
Well, he's saying no. I must admit, he's being introduced to being an independent candidate, and it takes a lot of guts because only 2% people front up. And it's just today we're actually identifying with his conscience vote and what's involved in terms of being registered.
Okay, can we get Simon's 2 minutes?
Simon? My 2 minutes?
In Parliament.
Well, Simon's 2 minutes in Parliament, I don't know about that, but I'll just read out what I've been investigating lately, and the summary of it all is private prosecution, criminal investigator. So I'm breaking it down into all criminal organisation, corporates, through the word of God is quite revealing, and it seems to be no change is going to happen with these losers shortly unless we stop them and bring them and confront them with the truth. Unless they are confronted, they're just going to carry on living their big fat lies. So I've got a whole lot of stuff right here in front of me, which I'm trying to organise right now, because it's funny when they just chuck you in the corner and say, speak 2 minutes. But I'm just doing my best. But
Oh, yeah. What? So as a self-determined sovereign, what would your function be to the internationalist and the global people? Would you be a confrontationalist? Would you be
a
prophet in there?
Definitely a confrontation. When you've been as hurt as much as I, when I've been
where
hurt,
are you spending
hurt by
the
system
money?
As much as I've been hurt, definitely confrontation.
Yourselves?
I'm not putting up with your narcissistic rubbish and their fake smiles. I'm into it.
Right. Rise up.
Yeah, to answer
future
your question,
generations,
Jack.
Stand up.
It's
across
okay, Roddy.
The land,
I hear you. I
walking
hear you,
together in compassion, hand in hand, family healers now. When Jesus arose, when Jesus arose, when Jesus arose, he defeated all our foes.
Yes,
so I'm calling
Jesus.
The future generations to rise up. Stand up across the land. We want to see these candidates putting their names forward. We need to work hand in hand together as family healers. You're a family advocate and a family healer, aren't you, Jenny?
Am I? According to Google, I am, but apparently I am, I think.
Yes, Simon, are you a family healer?
I'm a nation healer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had my mum's birthday. They came off Waiheke Island, mum and dad and my uncle, Kevi, and we had at a Thai restaurant, actually, and it was lovely, and I was up there with my wife. In ham radio terms, it's called an XYL, and my son, he's 24, so he sat between my parents. Jack, so there's a little bit of family. Birthdays in your household, Mr. Phelps, 12 of them.
So we had Risa Morse yesterday at the Women's Aglow, Women's and Men's Aglow, and they were talking about the grief tower with grief blocks, having accountability partners. Now, there's something. If we're standing for the election, who's your accountability partner?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. There you go, Simon. And
Simon,
Mr. Phelps,
who's
your
accountability
partner?
Do you have someone you're answerable in the church or someone you can go to and in flesh idea, bring ideas out and say you're suffering in this area?
People,
And we'll default you to Jenny. Jenny, you're the accountability partner as a default.
What does an accountability partner do?
They mean to you. They help you work through issues.
You can share
deep personal things with them.
I can't even remember what I had for breakfast, bruh.
Jimmy, do you belong
so
to
anyway,
what's the payment? Is it minimum wage?
So all these pictures here, like she had Jesus walking with a woman. God is with us in our struggle. He comforts us in the nighttime of our song. And she had a beautiful woman sleeping, and then the Lord was there, okay? And then releasing Marconian waste. Did you know that when a butterfly is released from the cocoon, it releases Marconian waste? And apparently when a baby first craps, the Marconian waste...
Meconium.
Meconium waste. So I found this fascinating that God heals. God, the Lord is near the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Thou hast kept all my tears in a bottle. They are written in a book. So
Amen.
There you are. This is God's purpose and plans for everyone. He wants everyone 100%. Healed with our Rainbow Ribbons program. His glory was as a rainbow. And so today we are talking about the fact that Nauru, with the Christian Heritage Party, New Zealand, actually went with Winston Peters. And we're talking about the right wingers, how they are really going to challenge us, and if Labour and Greens and the Maori Party want to get in, they have to have family unity and they have to represent people where people are really coming from. And
yeah, I think my accountability partner, because the last time I cried, Jack, I was just reflecting back, was in the presence of my wife, and I just thought about that. So I'd have to say, sorry, Simon, but I'm going to take my XYL as my accountability partner. But if I need a male voice, I'll come and see you.
15 seconds. Okay, so this is from the fringes. It's wonderful listening to everyone. We've got some radical ideas, and get registered to vote.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.